Maybe.
Are we good?
Okay. I show 6:01, so I want to call to order the December 15th, 2025 meeting of Claremont County Board of Trustees. May I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Dawes?
I am here.
Mr. Ramos?
Here.
Ms. Waite? Ms. Kosika?
Here.
Mr. Humphrey?
Here.
Ms. Bach?
Here.
Ms. Schluter?
Here.
Thank you. All right. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Here comes Ms. Waite. Glad you made it.
Me too. Thank you.
Traffic, I'm sure, and the roads are not great.
Here.
She is here. All right, next item on the agenda is the approval of the November 17th, 2025 minutes as mailed. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Humphrey makes a motion. Do I have a second?
As corrected, actually.
I'm sorry?
As corrected.
Oh, because of your email. So that's as corrected. Thank you. Mr. Humphrey makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Bach seconds. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Public participation, I do not believe we have any. All right, thank you. Moving on to committee report, I believe the board officer nomination committee just met. So, Ms. Bach, would you like to give your report, please?
Yes, we met right before the board meeting, and the board officer nominating committee would like to recommend that all officers be reelected to their current positions for 2026 with Ms. Doss as president, Mr. Ramos as vice president, and Ms. Waite as secretary.
All right, so that is your recommendation and motion?
Correct.
All right, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Humphrey seconds. I'd like to do a roll call vote, if that's okay.
Ms. Doss?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Waite?
Yes.
Ms. Kosika?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Bach?
Yes.
Ms. Schluter?
Yes.
Thank you. And thank you for the confidence from the board and the recommendation. Appreciate it. All right, next item on the agenda is our appointment. I'm trying to get my agenda synced up here. Sorry about that. The appointment of the director and the fiscal officer. So I have a motion for the appointment of Ms. Wick as director in 2026, starting January 1st. And the same for Ms. Smithy as fiscal officer, effective January 1st, 2026.
So moved. Second.
Ms. Kosika made the motion. Mr. Ramos seconds. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Doss?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Waite?
Yes.
Ms. Kosika?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Bach?
Yes.
Ms. Schluter?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. All right, next item is the appointment of the standing committees. So we have building, budget, bylaw and policy review, and personnel committees. I would like for the budget committee, Ms. Kosika as chair, and then other members of the budget committee, myself, Ms. Doss, Mr. Ramos, Ms. Schluter, and Mr. Humphrey. Noting that, yes, that is five members of the board on that budget committee. However, we have consulted with legal counsel. They have advised that we can have that number. I will caution, however, if that number causes us to start having difficulties in scheduling budget committee meetings, because I know it is difficult sometimes to find schedules, that we revisit that number of members on that committee. Do we want to do a motion for each committee, or we want to do one motion for all the committees as submitted? How do you guys want to do it?
Each.
Okay. So do I have a motion for that recommendation?
Motion, Schluter.
All right. Ms. Schluter makes a motion. Do I have a second?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that, Jim.
Ms. Schluter made the motion for the budget committee members, as I just outlined it. Do I have a second?
Second, Bach.
Ms. Bach seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Next committee would be the building committee, and my recommendation is that we continue with Ms. Wade as the chair and then include Mr. Ramos and Ms. Bach as committee members. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Humphrey makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Kasika seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Next committee is the personnel committee. My recommendation is myself as chair and Ms. Schluter. May I have a motion? Mr. Ramos makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Kasika seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. And the final committee at this time is the policy and bylaws committee. My recommendation is to keep it as it is this year, which is myself as chair and Mr. Humphrey. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Ramos, I heard him first. Who was my second?
Bach.
Ms. Bach seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Do I need, for the purpose of the minutes, to recap that?
I think I got them all.
Do you want to go ahead and do the officer nominating committee now?
No. But thank you for the suggestion.
Jen?
Yes.
As I requested last, and I think that's what you just said, I'm having difficulty hearing. Perhaps my hearing has frozen also.
Sorry.
I wanted to have each committee member listed so that we had that as a record in the minutes. Is that what you just
said? That's what I just did, but I can recap. I can recap it really quickly if we need to recap again.
I knew what you said.
Are we good with the minutes? Whoever's taking the minutes.
Well, I can get them from the recording. Thank you.
Okay. She can get them from the recording. Okay. So that's why I just, yeah. So okay. We're good.
Thank you.
And if you need to confirm, just let me know. I have them right here. Okay. Excellent. I'm trying to move quickly, if you can't tell, because it's cold outside and everybody wants to get back home. Because it's also a little dangerous on the roads. So I will check that off. All right, next up, Ms. Smithy with our fiscal officer's report.
Good evening. We have the November 2025 financials. We have the bank reconciliation, the check register, the month-to-date, year-to-date bank and fund reports, the end-of-month balancing report, the PLF, which I sent you all. It wasn't available when the original packet was sent. We have our housekeeping resolutions, and then we have our check descriptions. Did anyone have any questions? There were two of the resolutions in here, and we can, the 2025-33 and 2025-35 that had the wording at the top under Section 1 did not match the actual dollar amount. I have emailed all of you those corrected. I apologize for that. Did anyone have any questions on these documents?
Not on the document, but have we heard anything about the audit?
Yes, I have an email.
Oh boy, an email.
Brought all my pieces of paper here. Let me see if I can find it. This was on Thursday, the 11th of December. The Milhoff Stang, the gentleman, Casey Zemter, that did our was ahead of our audit. He said the auditor of state is extremely behind on approving audits. They have some that have been submitted over 6 months ago that are still pending. It's not a sign there are any issues. It's just they had a change in leadership, and he thinks it has slowed things down a bit. If we're having any questions from the bank or anything that needs an explanation, I can let him know. So I think to expect that at any time, I'm keeping an eye on.
I appreciate that update. Thank you.
If you didn't have any questions, our deputy, Debbie, is going to go over the report. the fiscal officer report. I'm sorry, that's okay.
So the fiscal officer has participated in the HR specialist interviews. For our upcoming training and compliance, we've both attended the insurance meeting regarding our health insurance coverage for the 2026 fiscal year. We both have worked with the director and assistant director on the 2026 budget preparation. And the fiscal office also developed and held timesheet and transmittal training for two new supervisors and acting managers. And we've started the year-end payroll preparation. We've had the budget meetings with all the department managers has wrapped up. The documentation is continuing. And both Melanie and I have attended the managers and the support department meetings.
I would like to let you know that part of our year-end payroll preparation, which actually just started, also included getting ready for the 2026 payroll. And Ms. Doss made a comment during a meeting we had last Monday after the budget committee that made me realize that this coming year is a 27th payroll. So we have, I've consulted with the budget committee chairman. Because I was not aware of that, it happens once every 10 or 11 years. That's not an excuse. I'm just telling you how often it happens. Won't catch me again. I wanted to let you know that my recommendation is that we would take any carryover that we have this year left in our remaining budget and apply that to pay that 27th pay next year. That will, for one, reduce our carryover, and for two, we will not have to increase the appropriation to the 27th pay fund any more than we already have, and we won't have to reduce that then. So I think that's the best way for us to handle that for next year.
And Ms. Smithy, I believe that that was also the way that the other individuals that you consulted with are handling that or have handled that?
Some have handled it like that in the past, and okay. Others are going to use their 20, you know, use the increase to the fund. But after speaking with Ms. Kasika, the chair of the budget committee, she thought that was a good way, and I'll let her speak for herself, but I think that's the best way for us to handle it. It keeps any carryover from accumulating further at this point.
I agree.
And it's also in concert with what we're hearing from the state subsequent to their adoption of the budget and questions in potential legislation that may come back in and as it relates to carryover and whatnot. So I think it's a very appropriate way to handle it, and it's being proactive into the 2026 payroll, and we will have it done, I believe, upon adoption of tonight's appropriation for 2026. So one less thing to cross off on our list.
And it'll make it, when Debbie and I go to do that 27th pay, if you do it out of that 27th pay fund, it's a little bit different process. And that is kind of would be new to us too. So this would keep us from.
This is cleaner, I think.
It is cleaner.
It's cleaner from a
also.
Bookkeeping perspective and an administrative perspective,
right.
It sounds like.
I did consult with the Jennifer Hartley at the county and another lady that Ms. Kasinka had recommended from the county and another fiscal officer. It just went right out of my head what I was going to say.
Mary Raines.
Oh, that was her name. Give me just a second. It'll come back.
Circle back.
Oh.
It's frozen in time, right?
It is frozen in time.
I knew it.
Let it go.
Go ahead. Look at that. It was on the tip of my tongue.
It's all good.
In the conversation that Jenny and I had, public entities handle that a little bit differently than private entities. That 27th pay is, I want to be careful how we talk about that. It is not a bonus. It is not an extra. You're paid for the hours you work. and we are all in our payroll system hourly, so that's how that goes. We do calculate our health insurance deductions at 26 pays per year, because, and we had already set that up with our insurance company, and we've already got those new rates that we're getting ready to put in after we complete payroll tomorrow. So that 27th pay will not have health insurance deductions for our staff from that, only because of the way we calculated that earlier in the year when we spoke to our insurance company. That's what I wanted to make sure everybody knew that too.
And in retrospect, that's exactly the way the county handles it also. Mm-hmm.
And I looked up, the last time it happened was 2015. I pulled my own payroll records from then, and that is how it was handled in 2015. So I felt more confident in that recommendation. And
I think it makes sense. I think it's an excellent proposal. The one thing I would just also add or request is that is made very clear to the employees on why it's going to be a little different in 2026, so that there's no surprises, and maybe a Q&A or some kind of FAQ document to them, and that way they know what's going on.
Right. We would usually send out a memo about that. I'd like to wait till we get closer to that.
Sure.
We're having our new, you know, insurance rates coming out and the new pay rates, and I don't want to confuse that with all of that new stuff, so I'd like to wait till we get closer to that.
There's no detriment to an employee, so it's not like in my work where things are going down for, you know, because they're spreading everything over 27 pay period. So
yeah, right. So that I hope it'll be a pleasant surprise for them for that one.
Yeah.
And then as we get closer, I'll consult with Debbie, and I'll consult with the director and the assistant director, and make sure we have the wording correct on that, and everyone knows what's going on. So.
Excellent. Any questions for our fiscal office? All right.
Thank you.
Okay, so next up on the agenda, I'm not going to be able to beat Mr. Rames' 35 minutes from last month, but I'm trying really hard to get close.
I have the clock on.
I'm trying. So we need a motion to approve the November 2025 financial reports. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Schluter.
Ms. Schluter makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Let's wait seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Next item is the November 2025 bills paid. Do I have a motion?
Okay.
Ms. Bach makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Let's wait seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Motion passes. And the third item is the November 2025 bill paid for Anthem. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Ms. Kasika makes the motion. Mr. Humphrey seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record show that I abstain. All right. Next item on the agenda, Ms. Wick, director's report.
Does anybody have any questions about the report? For the sake of time and temperature, I will hand it over.
Wearing your scarf.
I've never got to take it off today.
I just wanted to bring up that the November meeting had a draft of the strategic plan. So the final document was laid out and included in the December board packet. Any questions on that? Comments on that?
It was awesome.
I thought it was very concise and one of the simplest to contemplate.
Thank you. Lisa, our graphic designer and CED, laid this out, so I thought she did a great job. Okay, no questions on that. And some of you were at the America 250 mural dedication, which I thought was a fantastic event, so...
I do have one ad for the mural dedication. The artist was selling prints at the dedication, and I picked one up for the library so that we could have it framed. I was wondering if the board would reimburse me the $75 for that, so if somebody could make a motion for that, and then we'll go ahead and take care of getting it framed in-house. But I just had to buy it on the spot as it was available.
I'll make a motion that we approve that and the framing.
And where is it going to be placed?
At the Williamsburg branch?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So second.
Who was the second?
Third.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Ms. Kasika. Ms. Kasika will be second. Mr. Humphrey, you can make the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. There you go, Ms. Wick. Thank you for the quick thinking on that one to get that. I'm surprised he didn't give us a heads up that he was going to be doing that so that we could prepare. But
no. Don't be. He's an artist. thinking big thought, mural thoughts. So.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I was not able to attend the tribe, but I did send a communication giving my apologies that I couldn't attend because I had some personal matters and couldn't get out there. So I'm glad it went well.
He also was selling his spray cans.
I got one of those too.
He did what?
Selling his spray cans.
The spray cans. Yeah. So we can correct our own.
I guess you could make your own.
So he painted with instead of like, you know,
brush,
he used a spray paint. And so he was
kind of like they do murals in New York.
Yeah, he tagged the building basically. But he artistically decorated his spray cans and took the nozzle off so you can't. They're empty anyway, but they're really cool. So I should have brought it in. I'll bring it in next time can see it. But I got one for myself just for posterity.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Awesome. Any questions for our director and assistant director?
So, Andrea, you'll be putting that purchase requisition in for her painting.
I'll be doing it quickly. All right.
Hey, Jen, do we need to adopt or approve the proposed strategic plan? Is that something you would... I mean, I'm trying to remember desperately.
It's under the old business.
It's your budget committee report is next on the agenda, and then it's strategic plan.
Oh, okay.
So Ms. Kasika.
Okay. We met on Monday, and we addressed the annual appropriations for 2026 and got a revised document here. I'm not sure what the differentiation was, unless it's the amount of money.
It's the percentages.
What was the differentiation?
It's just the top, the difference with the percentage of increase between 2025 and 2026.
Okay,
yeah, that's it.
I just measured that up without having to go through this. Here's, we obviously have five or six funds here. I'm looking at it, 2, 4, 6, and then general fund is down here with an amount, which is all of the above. So it's six, is it six funds we have? Missy?
Yes.
That's what it looks like to me.
I believe so. Okay,
and the 101 fund, again.
Oh, okay. And of them, there are three increases from 2025 and three decreases.
Yes, ma'am.
And the biggest increase is in capital expense, which is 60.6%. To give you a brief synopsis for those of you who weren't there, which is just two of you, I believe, maybe three, I'm not positive. For personnel, the synopsis given was that the 10 positions are open and budgeted at the midpoint, which is typical. Several retirements of tenured employees in 2025. We had a 3.5% increase in dental insurance and a 7.5% increase in health insurance. And we factored in an increase for the,
we'll talk about that in the
executive. Staff.
Yeah.
You're right. And for the non-bargaining staff. And under supplies, we had a minor decrease using book sale monies, which we talked about, to pay for reading programs and 3D printing filaments. Under contractual, we have the new copiers, or the new copier manufacturer, provider.
Arrangement.
Right, and we'll get into that if anybody has any questions. Bradley Payne added library-owned mobile phones, property equipment repair, property equipment and professional service contracts, estimated commercial insurance, library locker maintenance, multi-factor authentication, cybersecurity, and a safety net, $200,000. In materials, we had a decrease in the AV budget and the elimination of the pocket Wi-Fis, which we've talked about in our regular sessions here. Our capital, the Microsoft Office upgrade, and in the category of other, it includes the 27th pay, the grants, debit, and capital for the Miami Township payoff. So that's pretty much what it was. And what we're looking at is in the anticipated revenue, we are looking at a 1.52% increase from 2025, and we're looking at an increase in expenses of 2.05%. Anybody have any questions, or did anybody get one of these?
Everybody got one.
Oh, great. Okay. Sorry, I wouldn't have gone through that red award and whatever. And we're recommending that we, when we get to that part, that we adopt the annual appropriations for 2026 as presented. Anything to add?
Do we need to do anything in addition to our scheduled appropriation at the end there to adopt the budget as we've submitted it?
I thought we would probably, and I was going to talk to you about that when I spoke to you today, about how we could basically handle all of those things after executive session.
Right.
So
okay.
That we were not being redundant.
Yep. Okay. Let's do
so
that.
Does anybody else on the committee have Ernie? Jen?
The only thing I thought I would add that might help, the capital that's on this sheet is the fund title, Melanie. It's not the 400 capital fund. It's actually part of the 101 general fund.
It's not the capital budget.
Exactly. Right.
In March and adoption subsequent thereto.
Right.
The one that has the Bethel roof replacement.
Correct,
yeah.
Do
you
yes.
want to explain that at all?
No, that's exactly what that is.
Okay.
I did have one thing that I wanted to speak to the board about or consult you with. According to our CBA agreement, the increases for the union staff, it says wages will increase on 1/1/26. So the next pay period, not this one that we're in, but the next one, has 3 days of 2025 in it, the 29th, 30th, and 31st. If we make those, I want to make sure we're doing this correctly, and I want to make sure that I'm doing it correctly, and that we all understand what that means. So the increases would take effect January 1, but I'm asking if we can add those 3 days, which are the last 3 days
of the 2025 pay period.
So we don't have to run a payroll that has two different pay rates and two different timesheets for each employee, which would technically be four because we have two timesheets for each bargaining unit, one for 1 week and one for the next week. So that would be four. Actual to run the payroll.
So the next payroll is going to be paid out on January 2nd. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you want to include the 3 days that are in 2025 in that payroll, which they would be anyway, correct?
They would be anyway.
With the exception of the 2 days, January 1st and 2nd, in and as it relates to the collective bargaining agreement ratified heretofore.
So I would like to see if that is agreeable. If not, it works for me. I wanted to be transparent about how we're doing that and make sure you're in agreement.
It works for me, and I think
so. That would give the employees a little bit extra bonus.
It's not a bonus. They'd just be getting the money ahead of time.
For a full time employee, it would be 24 hours. At the new rate.
Okay.
So I think that what we need to do, too, is that when we have our next round of contract negotiations, that instead of saying 1/1 of the year, that we look at the pay period so that this doesn't become problematic 2026 is starting off with a bang between 27 pay periods and this, you know, the way that everything falls. But I think that makes sense to ensure, because you're trying to follow that, and it's very specific, January 1st.
And
that's
also
not how our pay periods fall.
Right. The last sentence of that article there says, for this contract only, the initial wage increase shall be effective on 1/1/25. So that is how we did it for 2025. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure.
So we're being consistent.
You will, yes. You will have to have the contract read. And an addendum, right, Ernie? You have to. If the contract says 1/1, you can't change it unless the contract is approved by both parties and you do an addendum.
We can give them extra. We can't take anything away. So it would be giving them extra pay for those 3 days.
But you're changing your effective date. Am I wrong, Ernie? Because I can tell you that we had the issue at my previous job that if the contract, specifically, this is a contract, was approved and signed, you can't change the date without an addendum between the parties, correct?
And it is not clear in here whether this is the effective date or the pay date. And the check date, and that I think is why we did that, why we said that for 2025, because that would have been the pay date.
Well, you're not changing the contract. You're not changing.
We're not changing. You're giving them. We're not giving them anything extra.
Instead of giving them a check for the 29th, 30th, and 31st, and then turning around and giving them a check for the 1st and 2nd, you're just taking. I don't think that's really a change in the contract. I think it's just a change in the way that the contract is accomplished.
The delivery, if you will?
It's fulfillment of the contract, terms and conditions. January 1, they get an increase. So happens that that pay period comes in that, and so they're being paid regularly, okay? And in addition, they're getting their increase for those other 2 days for the 1st and 2nd in this payroll.
Yes.
Is that correct?
In the next payroll, yes.
Okay, so we're not giving them anything extra, and they're not getting a bonus. This is they're getting instead of getting two separate checks or four separate timesheets, two separate checks for their January 1st and 2nd revenue.
It wasn't clear in the contract whether it was pay date or because if they get paid January 1st, that technically has 3 days of 2025 in it.
Which is
okay.
How they
I just
would
wanted
be paid.
To make sure that we all were aware of
how they would be paid anyway, because it's the pay period, right? And
right.
That January 2nd is when they get their next check. But it just so happens, because of the contractual obligations, the 1st is when they get an increase. And so that increase is included in that paycheck that comes on January 2nd.
And that's how I was looking at it, and I think that's how we looked at it last
So time. It's a procedural, not substantive.
No.
So looking at it from the other side, is there a downside from your perspective procedurally? It's just save work and doesn't create any kind of problem of any sort.
It's going to save a considerable amount of trying to pay that bargaining unit at two different rates for one pay period, and it's going to give them just a little bit of an increase for those 3 days that are still in 2025. They will get the 3.3%. They're getting 3% now, but the extra 3% for those 3 days.
There's no change in the percentage.
Those 3 days in 2025 will be paid at the new 2026 rate?
Yes,
no, that's what we were three.
No,
three
that's what she just said.
I'm sorry, say that again.
That the 3 days in 2025 will be paid at the new rate for 26?
Yes.
That's not what I understood.
No, that's not what I understood either. And you'd be changing the terms and conditions of the contract
if
for 2025.
That's what I'm saying. Does it specifically
say what you were saying, Laura?
The new rates are effective 1/1/26? Is that how the...
It says wages will increase 3% 1/1/26.
Yeah, see, then you can't change that without having an addendum to the contract. Because we had the same exact situation come up at the county with our 911 contract. And there was, we had, supervisors were on one, they deliberately wrote the contract to state that they would fall into the county's non-union rate. So they specifically changed the wording. But the dispatchers said 1-1, which meant that they didn't get those couple extra days. I get what you're saying. It makes payroll a lot easier.
That's why I'm bringing it here. I want to make sure we're all on the same page.
But the contract specifically says 1-1. You can't change that without going back and having an addendum and having both sides to the contract because you're changing the contract language. You're now saying you're going to give it to them a couple extra days. I mean, I don't have a problem with that, but you do have to have everything signed, and it has to be a change order.
If you're not giving them their increase until 1-1, how is that changing the contract?
But it wouldn't.
Last
3 days
of 2025 are paid at the new rate.
At the new rate. Can I suggest that we consult council, and as long as the board approves, everybody approves, that as long as council can guide us through this process and get agreement from the union, because we'll have to notify them, as long as the council can guide us through that, the board approves it, and that gives Melanie the authority to go ahead and do that for that payroll.
Believe me, the union will approve it if we just put it before them.
We agreed to 3% for the full year of 1/1/2025 to 12/31/2025, and that's what they should get. And if the rate changes because of the payroll being due on January 2nd, but the new contract is a 3% increase based on what they are. Based on what they had. Mm-hmm. That they get it for those 2 days. They don't get 5 days at the new rate of 2026. They just don't.
Okay. And Jen had
in my opinion.
Jen had the right idea. The next contract, you could have it totally reworded to specify that it would fall within the payroll that pays
period such and such. Yeah.
Yeah, we need to have to change the language, but yeah.
When we look ahead at the payroll calendar, I misunderstood the way that so I think some of us a lot of us did actually misunderstood how that was going to do it.
It's confusing.
Yeah. And if the contract so she was on it. Laura, you were on it.
It was my understanding that if we were giving them some, we could at any time give them extra as long as we
You probably could, but I'm definitely against that based on the fact that we ratified a contract for a certain amount. So,
that's why I brought it. I just wanted to make sure I was doing what it said and what you wanted me to do.
So where do we stand?
So we're going to pay them the 3 days and the 29th, 30th, and 31st at their 2025 rate, and the rest of the days at their 2026 rate.
And we're going to make sure that in the contract next
time. I thought that's what you said.
No, she wanted to do the new rate for the entire week because of the way the pay period fell.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
Yeah. So that would have been three days in 2025 would have been paid at the 2026 rate with the 2 days
in
2026.
And we'll be compliant. And having a collective bargaining agreement and a non-collective bargaining personnel, it's all fair and equitable, right?
When does this contract expire?
That's for the end of 2027.
Okay.
So there'll be a little bit of that issue for 2027 too, but now I know. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments or discussion?
So I'm assuming with that comment, the other folks who are not in the bargaining unit, if they get whatever their increase is, those 3 days are going to be paid at the 25 for them also.
It'll be with whatever the terminology that's been used in the past. I always liked the 1st of January because it was the beginning of a new year and appropriations. Mm-hmm. However, the terminology has been that rate would go into effect with the first full payroll within January 1. Does everybody remember that?
Yes, you're right. That's the way it was.
So that differs from...
So non-union, you could go ahead and do that. It's a matter of, I guess...
That's what we'll talk about in executive session. So when we come out, we'll do like we normally do, and we do that with the first paper. It's just the bargaining unit that you have a little bit because that contract is worded differently.
Okay.
And that's lesson learned for next contract negotiation to make sure that that language reflects the
period. Or an amendment to the current contract if you wish to get down.
Yeah, if you wanted to go ahead, I would not have a problem with that if you wanted to do that. That was why I was asking on the end of the contract date was if it was going to expire next year, then just let this year go. But if you're going to 27,
It's not going to happen next year, though, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Are you able?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It'll be in the middle of the paper.
But almost every year runs that way. You always have some days that are going to be cut off.
The end of the year does not coincide with the end of the pay period, right. Unfortunately.
Right. It was that last sentence that for this contract only, the initial wage increase shall be effective on 1-1. So last year, the whole pay period. Because of the way it was. And that was the first year, right? Yeah, first year of that contract. I just wanted to make sure that we were all aware of what we were doing. Apologies for the extra work, but that's in alignment with the agreement. Okay.
Joy.
And thank you for bringing it up. Okay. Any other comments on budget and fiscal and pay periods and all those things? All the math things? No? Okay. Strategic plan is on here, but to Ms. Casiga's point, we were going to talk about all the stuff when we come back. So if we're going to ratify the strategic plan, do we want to do that now or do we want to do it when we come back?
No, let's just do it now.
Okay. So strategic plan. So everyone's seen this in their packet. Any questions or concerns or comments? You know, Andrew, you brought it up earlier, but I'll ask again. Going once, going twice. Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the strategic plan as it's laid out in your materials?
So moved.
Ms. Bach makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second, Schluter.
Ms. Schluter seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? There you go. You're welcome.
What's the period of time? I'm trying to remember how often we change this. Is it biannually?
No, it's typically like a 3 to 5 year.
Okay. I wasn't certain whether it was every 2 years or whatever, and as needed, I suspect.
Right. But it's addressed as needed, right. But we kind of purposefully did not put a set of dates on it so that, because it's a living document, it's based on our values and...
And when does it become effective? 1-1-2026? Yeah. That's the other aspect. Okay.
I'm always forgetting to add that.
No, you're good.
All right. Moving on.
We can't say that the branches have been given goals to support the ideals in this plan at the 8-1. The beginning of our performance year is really 8-1 to 7-31. So they've been working kind of towards this all along. So.
Okay.
But it'll go on the website and everything for the first.
Well, it certainly fits in with what the state is attempting to make us aware of the need to show how important library and library services are. So, works good. Did good.
Thank you. All right. We've completely blown the last meeting's 35 minutes. We're at 45.
I'm just going to make one suggestion, Jen.
Yes.
Okay. Could we go ahead and do the two resolutions that deal with the routine acceptance of...
Acceptance and disposal?
And when we,
I'm down with that.
And when we come back...
It's all money.
We will only have to deal with the money matters of the world, and we could maybe, if we are expeditious or less wordy, or not that we don't need to be participatory, but...
I'm making myself a note because there's something else on here that I needed to add that's also money. Okay, so may I have a motion for resolution 2025-29, acceptance of gifts to the library donations as listed. Ms. Casica makes a motion.
And could I just ask one question? What was that 3,500? I'm sorry, I have so many numbers in my head that I'm trying.
That was from the Charles M. Grant Foundation.
Yeah, what is that?
That one was just a, I'm not really sure. I got a call from the grant, and they said, I think maybe one of their board members is from Claremont County, but they selected Claremont County Public Library to receive
the
grant.
So this is the first time? And
there's no stipulations as to what we spend the money on. So
$3,500?
Yeah.
Yay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right,
Miss.
I think I said so moved, didn't I?
You did. You made the motion. Do I have a second?
Second. Bach.
Ms. Bach seconds. Is this one that I need to have roll call vote? No. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes. Thank you. Next one is Resolution 2025-30, my favorite, the disposal of unneeded or obsolete library inventory. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Ms. Waite makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second, Schluter.
Ms. Schluter seconds. Sorry, Mr. Ramos, you weren't quite quick enough. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Dodd?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Waite?
Yes.
Ms. Kosika?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Bach?
Yes.
Ms. Schluter?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Now I need a motion to go into executive session pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 121.22G1 to consider the compensation of public employees, please.
So moved.
Ms. Kosika makes a motion. Do I have a second? Mr. Humphrey seconds. May I have a roll call vote on this one, please?
Ms. Dodd?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Waite?
Yes.
Ms. Kosika?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Bach?
Yes.
Ms. Schluter?
Yes.
All right, let's show that we're going into executive session at 18:47 or 6:47 p.m.
It's just the board. Raises for the non-bargaining members of the library, including the director, effective the first full pay period of 2026 in the amount of 3.25%.
And the fiscal officer?
And the fiscal officer in the amount of 5.25%. For the first full period in 2026. Sorry, they were two different motions.
I'll second.
All right, Mr. Humphrey seconds. Could I have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Dodd?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Waite?
Yes.
Ms. Kosika?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Bloss?
Yes.
Ms. Schluter?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, next on our agenda, we have, I think we were down to Resolution 4 for the permanent appropriation. So this is Resolution 2025-31, permanent appropriation for 2026. Do we have a motion for that, or do we need to get additional information on that, Melanie, before we do our motion?
I can give you the amount.
Okay.
$11,600,000.
I'm sorry. Could you speak up, Mom, because you
That would make the 101 general fund $11,668,999.
Okay.
$11,668,999. Okay. And that includes the actions we just took regarding increased compensation for non-bargaining unit and administrative staff?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And it's effective, during the first full pay period of 2026.
Does that work for you? We set it that way to avoid payroll concerns, so the first full pay period of 2026.
So I want to make sure that I understand that. The first pay of 2026, the check date is January 2nd.
That's correct. And it encompasses what?
No.
It encompasses 2025. You want the first full of 2026.
Yeah. So the first full of 2026 will not be until pay period 3, because pay period 2 includes December 29th through January 11th.
Why would 2 start there?
Why isn't that one?
That is where it starts. The first pay, because pay goes by check date.
Okay, go back. Tell me what encompasses the payroll that is that people will get a check on January 2nd includes what?
January or December 15th through December 28th.
We don't want that one.
Not that one.
The next one is January or December 29th through January 11th.
I think we want that one.
And that gets paid out on January 16th. The first.
I don't think we want that one because that is 23 days and 25 and the rest.
But we can because in the past for this population, we have stated which pay period we wanted to start with versus an actual physical date for this very reason.
I'm okay.
So
the first full pay period would be the third one, which is January 12th.
So you're thinking first full of January or of 2026. It doesn't incorporate any 2025 dates in it. Okay. So I think it would be the second then, the second pay period.
December 29th through 111.
Is that
so for the pay that will be paid on January 16th?
And the pay.
Correct.
And that's what we're using for the non-bargaining as well. I'm sorry, for the bargaining as well. It's the same period of time.
No, we're breaking it up. Well, we're splitting it for the bargaining unit. This is non-bargaining.
I know, but is it the same time period for both or not?
No, it's not, but it would be that payroll that it would start for the bargaining unit. It would be in that payroll, that partial.
The bargaining unit falls within that pay period time frame, but their increase is going to be split within that time frame. They will get two separate rates.
So this is for the entire pay period?
Yes.
Yes, I got it now.
For the ease of administrative process.
Got it. Thank you.
So, Melanie, is that clear?
So is the bargaining unit December 15th through January a paycheck date of January 2nd?
No, it would be January 16th. I'm sorry.
Not you, I'm talking about collective bargaining, okay?
Right.
When is the collective bargaining check? When will they get it? I know it's going to increase January 1st and 2nd.
January 16th.
Be the day.
It's the same pay date. Mm-hmm.
They will get it on January
2nd. Say paycheck.
Okay. Yeah, it's the same.
Same paycheck.
Same pay days.
We'll have 3 days of 2025 rate on it, and the rest will be at the 2026 rate.
Got it. It's the same pay periods.
So okay.
We're not doing anything different.
These will be all in the 2026 rate.
For the non-collective bargaining unit,
bargaining
rather than having to have two rates within that same paycheck,
non-collective bargaining
only 3 days of 2025, and we're doing it all.
Which is 29, 30, and 31.
So we're doing that all at the 2026 rate for those 3 days.
And that's not inconsistent with what we've done in the past.
No, because we've done it based on a pay period date versus a calendar date.
Yes, I remember making it.
Just for this reason.
I remember making it, and then there was, great consternation by the fiscal officer, not this one, but the previous one. Why can't we just do it so that we don't have...
Yeah, because it's unfortunately payroll and pay periods don't fall with the calendar.
Okay.
All right, Melanie, do you have what you need?
I want to double check. So for the director and fiscal officer, that's the same pay period, date two. Am I understanding that correct? No. Yes.
It's the same pay period as the non-bargaining folks.
Do we need to revise the motion?
It's just that you're going to have those 3 days for 2025. You're not going to have to do two separate rates. You're going to have the same. You're going to have the 2026 rate for that full pay period.
I think we left it, the bargaining unit has 3 days at the 2025 rate.
So they have two rates.
They have a contractual agreement.
They have two rates. The other does not. So you
only
good?
The bargaining unit has two rates. The rest
starts
on December 20th.
All at 2026 rates. They're all going to start with the paycheck that is dated 1/16.
Which includes just the last 3 days of December. And
12/29 through January 11th. Yes.
Good?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Shoo. All right, so we have the dollar amount for the permanent appropriation. So I do have a question. It looks like One, two, three, four of the six remaining resolutions show roll call votes. Two do not, and I don't know why, because they're all money. So I'm going to do roll call for all the remaining resolutions. So I need a motion for resolution 2025-31, the permanent appropriation 2026. Ms. Kasika makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Humphrey seconds. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Dodd?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Wade?
Yes.
Ms. Kasika?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Bob?
Yes.
Ms. Schluter?
Yes.
Excellent. Motion passes. All right. Next item is resolution 2025-32. This is the transfer of cash from the general fund to the capital. Any questions, concerns? Do we have to list our dollar amount?
Can you mention the dollar amount, please?
Yeah. Do you have that dollar amount?
I'm sorry. It's
$100,000. $100,000. Okay. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
All right. Ms. Kasika makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second, Schluter.
Ms. Schluter seconds. Roll call vote, please.
Ms. Dodd?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Wade?
Yes.
Ms. Kasika?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Bach?
Yes.
Ms. Schluter?
Yes.
Thank you. Next item is resolution 2025-33. This is the transfer cash from the general fund to the debt service fund.
So moved.
$785,000.
Thank you.
Second.
Ms. Kasika makes the motion. Mr. Ramos seconds. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Dodd?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Wade?
Yes.
Ms.
Kasika? Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Bach?
Yes.
Ms. Schluter?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Next one is resolution 2025-34. This is the transfer cash from the general fund to the 27th pay and accrued leave fund.
And the amount?
Is $120,000.
$120,000. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Ms. Kasika made the motion. And who was my second? Ms. Bach was my second. Roll call vote, please.
Ms. Dawes?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Wade?
Yes.
Ms. Kasika?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Bach?
Yes.
Ms. Schluter?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Next one is resolution 2025-35. This is the transfer cash from the general fund to the grant fund in the amount of
$10,000.
All right. Do I have a motion? Ms. Kasika makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Bach.
Bach seconds. Roll call vote, please.
Ms. Dodd?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Wade?
Yes.
Ms. Kasika?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Bach?
Yes.
Ms. Schluter?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Last resolution, 2025-36, advance taxes.
And that is so that I can send it to the county, and they will send us our taxes as they come in.
Instead of at the
end of the year.
Right.
Gotcha.
Actually, at the end of the tax, after they did the collection of the taxes, is that what this is?
Yes, ma'am.
So in March, instead of waiting for the what do they call it? It's where all the terms and conditions are settled and we get it. So instead of, if it's due in February, it could be all the way to maybe April before we get that money. And this way, what this does is, the minute that it's resolved, the money is given to you. Upon our request, right?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
I don't have a motion. That they just send it on.
So moved.
Ms. Waite makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. Ms. Kasika seconds. Roll call vote, please.
Ms. Dodd?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Waite?
Yes.
Ms. Kasika?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Bach?
Yes.
Ms. Schluter?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Housekeeping item. Next meeting is January 26th because of the holiday in January. So we're meeting a little bit later in the month next month. And I hope everyone, regardless of the type of holiday you celebrate, have a wonderful holiday season.
Jenny, can I add something real quick?
And our fiscal officer is going to add something real quick. That's okay. No, you're good.
I meant to get it in there, but you kept going so quick with this resolution. Ernie, I wanted to make sure you noticed that I added that paragraph you had asked me to everyone.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
I make a motion.